Thank you and good morning. You can participate by showing up in person at 5 sites across the county. You can watch on cable access channel 10, or you can participate by following the meeting online at the county's live stream of Thursday night's community budget meeting. For the third consecutive year, the county will host a public budget meeting, and residents can go in person at a location in each supervisor district, or they can watch the meeting on TV or online at humboldt.gov. The Board of Supervisors is seeking public input into how the budget should be prioritized, and the formal meeting begins at 6 o'clock. The supervisors will be at their locations by 5:30 to meet with residents before the budget presentation begins. Those locations are the South Bay School, Hoopa High School, Redway Elementary, Garfield Elementary, and the Office of Education Building. The driver of a pickup truck who was suspected of driving under the influence and then losing control of his truck on Highway 36, Cade Chandler, remains in the hospital recovering from injuries he suffered in that rollover collision. However, the CHP reported on Tuesday that a second victim in that collision, Savannah Kindred, who had been airlifted to a Santa Rosa hospital due to the severity of her injuries, passed away from those injuries. The other fatality was 19-year-old Kendra Lewis of Blue Lake, who died at the scene. Neither Kindred, Lewis, or Chandler were wearing seatbelts, while a fourth passenger, who was, suffered minor injuries and survived the crash. Chandler is expected to be charged with felony DUI and was arrested by CHP officers following the incident. There was a random assault at the Bayshore Mall. Jordan Christmas has more.
Monday night, Eureka police officers arrested and booked 26-year-old Eureka resident Kayla Tatum after Tatum stabbed a Bayshore Mall employee. Police received a call from the employee, who reported that Tatum was attempting to stab her. After Tatum stabbed the victim, she was quickly pepper-sprayed and detained by mall security and an off-duty police officer. Based on witness statements, Tatum attacked the victim without any reason and chased her from one store to another, where Tatum cornered her and stabbed her. The victim was transported to the hospital for non-life-threatening injuries, and Tatum was charged with assault with a deadly weapon.
Thank you, Jordan. California is the most populous state in the union, with more than 38 million residents, and it boasts not only the country's largest state economy, but it's about to surpass Brazil as the seventh largest economy in the world, with a gross domestic product of more than $2 trillion. California is a major player both domestically and internationally, and now Assembly Speaker Pro Tem Nora Campos, a Democrat from San Jose, has introduced a bill into the legislature that would open a state embassy in Washington, D.C. to better represent the state in the nation's capital. Campos's bill would have the state team up with major nonprofit groups that already maintain office space in Washington to provide an embassy of sorts to highlight the state's leadership in agriculture, technology, and manufacturing. No state money would be spent in maintaining the embassy, and it would serve as a gathering place for dignitaries and visitors. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The city of Arcata is in the process of developing the city budget for the upcoming fiscal year, and a Citizens Advisory Committee has been meeting regularly to provide city staff and the city council with input about what the public sees as priorities and where changes in funding or services can be made. The city is facing a $700,000 budget deficit, and City Manager Karen Diemer provided some insight into how city departments craft their budget proposals.
Each department at this point, I think, in the city does it a little bit different. You know, we have departments that look traditionally what we call benefit-based budgeting. So they look at what are the community benefits that our department fills, what voids do we fill, what needs are out there. Come up with a list of needs for the community, and then they build those programs, and then what are the costs of those programs to fill those needs.
The deficit must be addressed, and there are plans to cut positions.
The department structure that's being proposed, and it's tentative, it will go to the council in March, is really the elimination of sort of this mid-level management tier that we have in the city, creating some lower-level supervisors. Because if you want to retain the majority of your services, you're not going to eliminate the positions that are actually filling the potholes or servicing the water and sewer system or the park and rec programs.
In addition to cutting those management positions, money collected from the city's excessive electrical use program, upwards of $350,000 per year, will help fill the deficit hole as well. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.